Welcome to Taking the Rams by the Horns, a podcast that takes current affairs out of current affairs. This is a podcast in partnership with Sowetan Live. I'm your host, Rams Mabope. South Africa is alive with possibilities. I mean, who would have imagined a former president in jail? A sitting president sleeping on cash, literally. A cabinet minister visiting a common prisoner in jail. Or even the post office operating, even when they have nothing to do.
Can you confirm that delivery performances drop?
Welcome to the new Sowetan Live podcast called Taking the Rams by the Horns with me, Rams Mabote. Each week, I will be taking a lighter look at very serious topics that half the time drive you up the wall. This podcast will use humor to take no prisoners, have no holy cows, and cook a whole lot of sacrificial lambs. Each year, the President of South Africa bestows orders on several people. The national orders are the highest awards that South Africa bestows through the President of South Africa on citizens and members of the international community who have contributed meaningfully towards making the country a free, democratic, and successful nation, united in its diversity. There are six orders, including the Order of the Companions of O.R. Tambo, the Order of the Baobab, and the Order of Ikhamanga, that recognize people for, among others, service, sacrifice, and bravery. Several luminaries have received these honors over the years, and they include people like Yvonne Chaka Chaka, Raymond Lowe, Joseph Shabalala, Arthur Mayisela, and Justice Edwin Cameron. To be honest, some of the people who were bestowed these honors before are as unknown as the names of plant species. I don't believe the president himself had heard of them.
The Order of the Baobab in silver is hereby bestowed on Ms. Phuthi Ragopala.
And others, while known, in my view, made it through Madalasai, as they say in Pretoria. But it is not for me to judge. I'm sure the president and his advisors work hard to reach the final list of recipients before announcing them. Now, has the time arrived for more orders? I believe so. Now is the time. There are many South Africans whose work the president should recognize and bestow honors on them. South Africa is gifted with citizens and public figures who do outstanding things, and for that they deserve honor and recognition, especially from the highest office in the land. After mulling over this for a long time, which was mostly in my sleep, I have come up with the more orders that President Cyril Ramaphosa and his successors in the future should include. As I have already said, I thought hard about these. And I request you, dear listener, to give me time and listen to my suggestions. So, here we go. The Order of Santa Claus. This is an order awarded to those who give generously. It does not matter whether whatever they give is legitimate or not. What matters is that their work finds a lot of media attention and contributes to the giver's popularity. The award goes to Gauteng Premier Panyaza Lesufi. In the last year or so, Lesufi has gone on a rampage offering all sorts of jobs to young people in the province. His Nasispani project has seen him create an army of kids constables, now named after him as Amapanyaza, as well as others working for different departments of his government. In finding these young people, Panyaza has filled big venues with unemployed youth, only to choose a few of those to shower them with the gifts of work from his office.
I'm sending a message to the Minister of Social Development that all these 32,000 children that are here, all these 32 children, young people that are here, all these 32,000 people that are gathered in this stadium today, Minister of Social Development, keep your social grant. We don't need social grant for these people. We will employ them to work and stand on their own.
The Order of Palo Jordan. This is an order awarded to those who briefly or for long periods wrongfully wore the title of doctor, only to be outed for being fake. Others got the title from dubious institutions that were not recognized by government. This order is inspired by the ingenuity of Palo Jordan, who for years basked in the glory of a non-existent PhD, only to be outed later when the whole world had believed his lie. The award goes to Dr. Lani, the 24-year-old who for a while posed as a medical doctor at a government hospital. It also goes to Dr. Sello Magagangu, who was hoodwinked by the badly named Trinity International Bible University. To be fair to Sello, he was not the first one to fall for this bogus university. Both Drs. Lani and Makikanyu were stripped of their titles, just as the legendary Dr. Jordan lost out on the title he carried for decades. Economist Dr. Tabi Leoka, she of the fake PhD from the London School of Economics, was nominated but did not make the cut, if you'll pardon the pun. The order of 10 past 4.
10 past 4.
Wow.
In the hour. What
was
that?
This is an order to those who have or are experiencing tough times, those whose houses have collapsed or have been collapsing over a long period of time. Those that have been nominated for this award are recognized for their bravery to carry on even when they walk through the valley of death. The award of the Order of 10 past 4 goes to the Kaizer Chiefs Football Club, who for the last decade have been on a downward spiral. The once Soweto Giants have tried everything, including buying two players for the price of one, as well as changing coaches and rehiring others after firing them, but the glory days of the 70s to the 90s seems to have escaped them sorely. The Order of Skomota. This is an order awarded to those who embarrass themselves with desperation. This is an order awarded to those who embarrass themselves with desperation. These recipients have been seen and heard saying and doing the most ridiculous things for the pursuit of glory. This award is named after the most mysterious character in the celebrity world, who has dominated social media, and yet no one can tell why he is famous. The Order of Skomota goes unchallenged to the ruling African National Congress. Having entered the election season, the ANC has embarked on its well-known door-to-door campaign to garner support. And in this period, led by President, the ANC has taken the desperation to new levels. Gone are the days of handing out party shirts and kissing babies. Now the ANC is smoking snuff, helping the elders wash their dirty laundry in public, literally, and even fixing cars on the roadside. What's that they say about desperate times again? The Order of Mamelodi Sundowns. This is an order awarded to those who take no prisoners and destroy everything in front of them. It is an honor in recognition of Mamelodi Sundowns, who have made the Premier Soccer League a one-club league where the fight is always for second and never for first. It is an honor for those that hit hard and are uncompromising. After taking over the Senzo Meiwa murder trial, Judge Ratamo Kgwateng has displayed these qualities of someone who represents the values of Mamelodi Sundowns, running roughshod over anyone and everyone in his court.
My Lord, I was requesting the matter to stand down until tomorrow.
You want us to stand down until?
Tomorrow.
What's the problem, Mr. Ngumizulu? What is your problem?
My problem, my Lord, is this eye.
What about the eye?
I have to put the drops, so I didn't bring my drops.
What are your drops? Cypher blue?
Yes.
I've got cypher blue.
Okay, may I have it, my Lord?
Hello, Rose. On that. Come right, more drawing is. What else do you want? I'm also a doctor, by the way.
Without equivocation, Judge Mokgwateng has lived up to his name, Rata, destroying everything on his side. For that, the honorable footballer turned lawman walks away with the order of Mamelodi Sundowns. And finally, the order of I Blew It. This is an order bestowed to those who use their money recklessly and have little or nothing to show for it. Some of these inherited the money, others won it from the lotto, others got it as a reward for their injuries. Our awardee for this order is different though. He made his money as a businessman. And with such business knowledge, you would think he is penny wise and would not use his money recklessly.
You're explaining why you felt compelled to lie.
I had to protect myself legally because I had signed a non-disclosure agreement.
But you didn't have to lie.
But sir, I've answered you.
But you didn't have to lie.
So what must I say more?
You should say, no, I didn't have to lie. I got it wrong. I'm sorry. It's that simple, actually.
Well, if I have to apologize for what I have said, I apologize.
Do you apologize for lying?
I apologize for not revealing that I was under legal obligation.
Herman Mashaba wins hands down in this category for paying Prince Mashele 12.5 million rand to write his so-called unauthorized biography. For a man who made millions with his Black Like Me business, this was a seriously bad hair day. The proposed orders are under consideration by President Ramaphosa. Thank you for listening to this episode of Taking the Rams by the Horns. Please send your comments to me via email on rams@ramsmabote.com. Let me know what you think of the podcast. Please share your views about any more orders the president must award. Download the MySowetan app and listen to more of my podcasts. We are also on Spotify. Follow us on X at Rams by the Horns and at Sowetan Live. From me, Rams Mabote, goodbye and God bless.